nuts and seeds, such as almonds, Brazil nuts, cashews, chia seeds, hazelnuts or filberts, hemp seeds, macadamia nuts, pecans, pistachios, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, and walnuts. Serving sizes is a quarter cup of nuts and seeds or 2 tablespoons of nut or seed butter. And my daily recommendation is 1 serving per day. Sometimes it feels like there just aren't enough hours in a day to get everything done. So instead of trying to make your day longer, why not try making your life longer by an extra 2 years? That's how long your lifespan may be increased by eating nuts regularly, 1 handful or about 1/4 cup, 5 or more days a week. Just that one simple and delicious act alone may extend your life. The Global Burden of Disease study calculated that not eating enough nuts and seeds was the 3rd leading dietary risk factor for death and disability in the world, killing more people than processed meat consumption. Insufficient nut and seed intake is thought to lead to the deaths of millions of people every year, 15 times more than all those who die from overdoses of heroin, crack, cocaine, and all other illicit drugs combined. The uses of blended nuts. Nuts make for a quick and delicious snack all on their own, but my personal favorite use for them is as a green light source of fat to make rich, creamy sauces. Whether it's a cashew Alfredo, a ginger peanut sauce, or a tahini-based green goddess dressing, nuts and seeds can maximize nutrient acquisition by both improving absorption and increasing your total intake of vegetables by adding some creamy cachet. An often overlooked use for nuts is as a key ingredient in soup, such as African peanut stew, when blended and heated, cashews thicken to make an amazingly creamy soup base. Nut and seed butters also pair well with veggies and fruits. Most everyone loves the classic childhood pairings of peanut butter and with celery or apples. One of my favorite treats is dipping fresh strawberries into a decadent chocolate sauce. All you need is 1/2 cup of unsweetened milk, a tablespoon of chia seeds, 1 tablespoon of cocoa, 1 teaspoon of almond butter, and sweetener to taste. I use 1 tablespoon of erythritol, which I'll discuss later. Mix all the ingredients and heat until the almond butter melts and the sweetener dissolves. Pour into a bowl, whisk until smooth, and put in the fridge to cool. The chia and fiber from the cocoa powder help it thicken into an indulgent delight. You can grind up the chia seeds first, but I like the tapioca-like texture the little chia balls form. Walnuts for the win. Which nut is healthiest? Normally my answer is whichever you're most willing and able to eat regularly, but walnuts really do seem to take the lead. They have the highest antioxidant and omega-3 levels, and they beat out other nuts in vitro in suppressing cancer cell growth. But how do walnuts fare outside the laboratory in real life? PREDIMED is one of the largest interventional dietary trials ever performed. Interventional trials, if you remember, are those in which participants are randomized to different diets to see who fares better. This helps researchers avoid the problem of confounding variables when trying to determine cause and effect in cohort studies. For example, in major study after study after study, people who eat nuts tend to live longer and suffer fewer deaths from cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. There was a lingering question, though. Right? Did these findings show causation or merely correlation? It could be possible, after all, that nut eaters also tend to have other healthy lifestyle behaviors. Maybe those who eat nuts are more likely to be, well, health nuts. On the other hand, if scientists randomly assign thousands of people to various levels of nut consumption, and the nuttier group ends up the healthiest, we could have more confidence that nuts aren't just associated with better health, but actually cause better health. This is what PREDIMED ended up doing. More than 7,000 men and women at high cardiovascular risk were randomized into different diet groups and followed for years. One of the groups received a free 1/2 pound of nuts every week. In addition to eating more nuts, they were told to improve their diets in other ways, such as eating more fruits and vegetables, less meat and dairy, but weren't as successful at any of those other goals compared to the control group. Nevertheless, having a free 1/2 pound of nuts sent to them every week for 4 consecutive years did indeed persuade them to start eating more nuts. It's too bad the researchers couldn't have slipped a little free broccoli in there too, but at baseline, before the study even started, the thousands assigned to the nut group were already eating about 1/2 ounce of nuts a day. thanks to the ensuing freebies, they ended up bumping up their consumption to a whole ounce, about a handful or palmful. As a result, the study was able to determine what happens when people at high risk for heart disease, following a particular diet, eat an extra half an ounce of nuts every day. With no significant differences in meat and dairy intake, there was no significant differences in saturated fat or cholesterol intake, so unsurprisingly, there were no significant differences in their blood cholesterol levels or the subsequent number of heart attacks. However, the added nuts group did end up having significantly fewer strokes. Now, in a sense, all the dietary groups were eating stroke-promoting diets. People in all the groups had strokes after eating each of the diets for years, so ideally they'd instead choose diets that can stop or reverse the disease process rather than encourage it. But for those not willing to make the major shifts in their diet, just the minor tweak of adding nuts appeared to cut stroke risk in half. Those in the extra-nut eating group still had strokes, but only half as many. If this works as well in the general population, 89,000 strokes a year would be prevented in the United States alone. That would be like 10 strokes an hour around the clock, prevented simply by adding about 4 walnuts, almonds, and hazelnuts to the nation's daily diet. Regardless of which group participants were assigned to, those eating more nuts each day had a significantly lower risk of dying prematurely overall. Those who consume more red or yellow light sources of fat, olive oil or extra virgin olive oil, failed to have any survival benefit. This is consistent with the way Ansel Keys, the so-called father of the Mediterranean diet, viewed olive oil. He thought of its benefits more as a means of replacing animal fats, you know, that is, anything to get people to eat less lard and butter. Of all the nuts studied in PREDIMED, the researchers found the greatest benefits associated with walnuts, particularly for preventing cancer deaths. People who ate more than 3 servings of walnuts per week appeared to cut their risk of dying from cancer in half. A review of the scientific literature concluded that, quote, "the far-reaching positive effects of a plant-based diet that includes walnuts may be the most critical message for the public." The power of a pea nut. Did you know that peanuts actually aren't nuts? Technically, they're legumes, but they're often lumped together with true nuts in dietary surveys and studies, so it's hard to tease out their effects. Harvard University researchers worked to change that in the Nurses' Health Study by specifically asking people about their peanut butter intake. They found that women at high risk for heart disease who ate nuts or a tablespoon of peanut butter 5 or more days a week appeared to nearly halve their risk of suffering a heart attack compared to women who ate a serving or less per week. This cross-protection between true nuts and peanuts also appears to extend to fibrocystic breast disease. Adolescent girls in high school who consumed just 1 or more servings of peanuts a week appeared to have significantly lower risk of developing lumpy breasts, which can be a marker for increased breast cancer risk. PB&J to the rescue! Nuts and obesity, weighing the evidence. Nuts and nut butters are packed with nutrition and calories. For example, just 2 tablespoons of a nut or seed butter might contain nearly 200 calories. Nevertheless, it's probably better to eat 200 calories of nut butter than 200 calories of what most Americans would eat otherwise. Given how concentrated nut calories are, though, I mean, you'd have to eat nearly an entire head of cabbage to get the same number of calories. If you add a serving of nuts to your daily diet, won't you gain weight? To date, there have been about 20 clinical trials on nuts and weight, and not a single one showed the weight gain you might expect. All the studies showed less weight gain than predicted, no weight gain at all, or weight loss, even after study subjects added a handful or two of nuts to their daily diets. However, these studies lasted just a few weeks or months. Perhaps prolonged nut consumption leads to weight gain? That question has been examined 6 different ways in studies lasting up to 8 years. One found no significant change, and the other 5 measures found significantly less weight gain and reduced risk of abdominal obesity in those who ate more nuts. The first law of thermodynamics states that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. If calories, which are units of energy, can't just disappear, then where are they all going? In one trial, for instance, participants who ate up to 120 pistachios as an afternoon snack every day for 3 months didn't appear to gain a pound. How could 30,000 calories vanish into thin air? One theory offered was dubbed the pistachio principle. Maybe nuts just take a lot of work to eat. Pistachios are typically bought in their shells, which slows consumption time, allowing your brain to better regulate your appetite. That sounds plausible, but what about shelled nuts like almonds and cashews? A study out of Japan did suggest that increasing quote-unquote dietary hardness, meaning chewing difficulty, is associated with a slimmer waist. Perhaps all that chewing simply kind of tires you out? Then there's the fecal excretion theory. Many of the cell walls of chewed almonds, for example, remain intact in the gastrointestinal tract. In other words, it's possible a lot of the calories in nuts just never get digested and wind up in your waist because you didn't chew well enough. Both of these theories were put to the test by an international group of researchers who gave participants either a half cup of unshelled peanuts or a half cup of peanuts ground into peanut butter. If either the pistachio principle or the fecal extraction theory were correct, the peanut butter group would gain weight, since no calories were left in undigested nuts and no calories would be burned chewing. But in the end, neither group gained weight, so there must be another answer. What about the dietary compensation theory? The idea here is that nuts are so satiating and good at suppressing appetite that you end up eating less food overall. This could explain why some studies found that people lost weight after eating nuts. To test this idea, Harvard Medical School researchers gave two groups smoothies with the same number of calories, but one contained walnuts and one didn't. Despite drinking the same number of calories, the placebo, the nut-free smoothie group, reported feeling significantly less full than the walnut group. So yes, it does seem that nuts can make you feel fuller faster than some other foods. At this point, it looks as if 70% of nut calories are lost through dietary compensation, and 10% are flushed as fat in your feces. But what about that last 20%? Unless all the calories are accounted for, you would still expect some weight gain. The answer appears to lie in the ability of nuts to boost metabolism. When you eat nuts, you burn more of your own fat. Researchers have found that while controlled diet subjects were burning about 20 grams of fat within an 8-hour period, a group eating the same number of calories and fat, but with walnuts included in their diet, burned off more, about 31 grams of fat. If a pill could do that, drug companies would be raking it in. The bottom line, yes, nuts are high in calories, but through a combination of dietary compensation mechanisms, your body's failure to absorb some of the fat, and increased fat-burning metabolism, nuts can be a lifeline without expanding your waistline. Pistachio nuts for sexual dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction is the recurrent or persistent inability to attain or maintain an erection for satisfactory sexual performance. It's present in up to 30 million men in the United States and approximately 100 million men worldwide. Wait a second. The United States has less than 5% of the world's population, yet up to 30% of the impotence? We're number one! The reason may be due to our artery-clogging diet. Erectile dysfunction and our number one killer, coronary artery disease, are actually two manifestations of the same disease: inflamed, clogged, and crippled arteries, regardless of which organs are affected. Not to worry, though, because Americans have red, white, and blue pills like Viagra, right? The problem is that these pills just cover up the symptoms of vascular disease and don't do anything for the underlying pathology. Atherosclerosis is considered a systemic disorder that uniformly affects all major blood vessels in the body. Hardening of the arteries can lead to softening of the penis, since stiffened arteries can't relax, open, and let the blood flow. Thus, erectile dysfunction may just be the flaccid tip of the iceberg in terms of a systemic disorder. For 2/3 of men showing up in emergency rooms with crushing chest pain, their penises had been trying to warn them for years that something was wrong with their circulation. Why does atherosclerosis tend to hit the penis first? The arteries in the penis are half the size of the widowmaker coronary artery in the heart. Therefore, the amount of plaque you wouldn't even feel in the heart could clog half the penile artery, causing symptomatic restriction in blood flow. This is why erectile dysfunction has been called penile angina. In fact, by just measuring blood flow in a man's penis with ultrasound, doctors can predict the results of his cardiac stress test with an accuracy of 80%. Male sexual function is like a penile stress test, a window into the hearts of men. In medical school, we were taught the 40 over 40 rule. 40% of men over age 40 have erectile dysfunction. Men with erection difficulties in their 40s have a 50-fold increased risk of having a cardiac event, like sudden death. We used to think of erectile dysfunction in younger men, those under 40, as psychogenic in origin, meaning it's all in their heads. But now we're realizing that erectile dysfunction is more likely an early sign of vascular disease. Some experts believe that a man with erectile dysfunction, even if he doesn't have any cardiac symptoms, should be considered a cardiac patient until proven otherwise. The reason even young men should care about their cholesterol levels is because they predict erectile dysfunction later in life, which in turn predicts heart attacks, strokes, and a shortened lifespan. As one medical journal put it, the take-home message is that ED stands for early death. What does this have to do with nuts? A clinical study found that men who ate 3 or 4 handfuls of pistachios a day for 3 weeks experienced a significant improvement in blood flow through the penis, accompanied by significantly firmer erections. The researchers conclude that 3 weeks of pistachios resulted in a significant improvement in erectile function without any side effects. And this is not just a male issue. Women with higher cholesterol levels report significantly lower arousal, orgasm, lubrication, and sexual satisfaction. Atherosclerosis of the pelvic arteries can lead to decreased vaginal engorgement and what's called clitoral erectile insufficiency syndrome, defined as a failure to achieve clitoral tumescence or engorgement. This is thought to be an important factor in female sexual dysfunction. We learned from the Harvard Nurses' Health Study that eating just 2 handfuls of nuts weekly may extend a woman's life as much as jogging 4 hours a week, so eating healthier may not only extend your love life, but also your entire life. Why are beans, nuts, and whole grains so health-promoting? Maybe it's because they're all seeds. I mean, think about it. All it takes for an acorn to explode into an oak tree is water, air, and sunlight. Everything else is contained within the seed, which possesses the entire complex of protective nutrients required to mature into a plant or tree. Whether you're eating a black bean, a walnut, a grain of brown rice, or a sesame seed, in essence, you're getting the whole plant in one tiny little package. As 2 noted nutrition experts concluded, quote, "Dietary recommendations should embrace a wide array of seeds as part of a plant-based dietary pattern." Nuts may be the easiest and tastiest daily dozen checkbox to check off. For those with peanut or tree nut allergies, seeds and seed butters can often be used as a safe alternative. But what about nut consumption if you have diverticulosis? For 50 years, doctors have told patients with this common intestinal condition to avoid nuts, seeds, and popcorn. But when the issue was finally put to the test, it turns out these healthy foods actually appear to be protective. So diverticulosis shouldn't stop you from eating this daily dozen mark either. This one simple and delicious act could add years to your life without adding on pounds.